Rabbi Akiva was well known to be a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. Now, those were his two main Rebbeim. Rabbi Yoshua came from Beis Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus came from Beis Shammai. Rabbi Akiva was a disseminator of Torah Shebaal Peh through everything that he learned through Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Well, it's funny, because a few times Rabbi Akiva tries to get involved in a Agadata, and he's even told to stay away. Klach Eitzel Negayim Ba'olos, he said twice by Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Elos Ben Azariah, and Chagiga Daf Yud Dalet in other places, even though he was metakin all the Agadas, that's a Gemara and Shkalim, Daf Yud Gimel and the Beis, he was metakin all the Agadatas and all the Halachos. But Rabbi Akiva is the person who's in charge of everything. He has all of Torah Shebaal Peh comes from the teachings of Rabbi Akiva from his Talmidim for Meir Rabbi Yehuda. What is lesser known, less than Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, is who his first Rabbi was, who he was Meshamish for 22 years, according to the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, and was around even at this great man's death. Nahum Ish Gamzu. Now, who is Nahum Ish Gamzu? We all know the Maisa of Nahum Ish Gamzu. He's known for Gamzu Latova, that at one point the Jews wanted to send a gift over to the emperor. They said, who should go? And they said, let Nahum Ish Gamzu go, because he's Malumid Benisim. He's well known for the Nisim that he does. So Nahum Ish Gamzu goes, and he has a whole maisa. He stays by an inn, and the innkeepers steal the jewels that they're bringing to the king, and instead puts dirt inside there. And Nahum Ish Gamzu, according to one opinion of the Gemara, it seems it's put in parentheses, so we don't read it, but according to the parentheses, he looked in the treasure box, and he saw that it was dirt, and he still said Gamzu Latov and brought it to the king. Either way, he brought it to the king. The king saw that it was dirt, thought that he was making fun of him, and said, kill him. To which Nahum Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu Latova, it's also for the good. That's what Nahum Ish Gamzu said. And obviously, Eliyahu Navi got up and said, this is the dirt of Avraham Avinu, it's the dirt that Avraham Avinu used in order to defeat the four kings. He threw it and it became arrows. They tested it and it worked. Nahum Ish Gamzu went back to the inn. He had all this money now from the king given back to the Jewish people. The innkeeper said, what happened? How did you get out? And he said, oh, the dirt was dirt that was used by Avraham Avinu, so it turned into arrows. They went themselves and they brought the dirt to the king, and it didn't work, and they killed the innkeepers, which is always a nice ending to a story. That's Nahum Ish Gamzu. Rabbi Akiva said a very similar line. It was Meshamish for 22 years. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach. A city would not let him in at night. He was sitting out, he wanted to get inside a city, and the city wouldn't let him in. So he went outside with his Talmidim. He had a donkey, he had a rooster, and he had a candle. The donkey was eaten by a lion, and the rooster was eaten by a little cat. And then the candle blew out, and all of a sudden, Talmidim were crying. They said, what's going on here? What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing to us? And Rabbi Akiva kept saying, Kol Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid. Everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the good. They seem to be very similar lines, Gamzu Latova, and Kol Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid, but their context is different. And that's what we're going to study today. What we're going to try to understand is what's the difference between Gamzu Latova and Kol Ovid Rachmana Latav Ovid. What's the difference between the two? Now, I've heard the opposite of what I'm about to say, and I think what I'm trying to say is a bit of a chiddush, but it makes sense. So let's go through it. Gamzu Latova means also this is good. Meaning, there are bad things in life. We'll call them zu. This is bad. But Gamzu Latova, even those bad things are Latova, even they can be made good. In a way, you could see that Nachum Ish Gamzu was saying, I accept my lot. I understand that things like this can happen. And it's all God's will. In fact, it may even be out of Rachamim. It looks bad, but it's really good. That's how he understood his loss of limbs later on in life, that at the end of his life, because he didn't run to give a poor man his bread at the same time, the same Gemara and Tainus brings down both these Maisim, because he didn't run in order to go give the poor man what he needed, he lost his arms, he lost his legs, he went blind. He understood it's bad, but Gamzu Latova. That's how you can understand Gamzu Latova. Rabbi Kiva's line is a bit different. Rabbi Kiva reached the level of Kol, the 50th level of understanding. That's Chaf and Lamin is 20 and 30. That's the 50th Mila of understanding, and that's called Tsur. Tzadik Viralo is what Tsur stands for. The level that is above everything else, a higher level in some fashion that is harder to understand, but a level that is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu's level. That's the Gemara Menachos and Daf Chav Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva's death and said, "Zu Torah, the Zu Schara, the Lashon of Zu," which is bad, the way we learned it from Daf Mishkan Zu. Zu Torah, Zu Schara. How could these bad things happen to Rabbi Akiva? Because he couldn't understand the level of Tzadik Baralo. He never got to the 50th level until the end of his life when he said Parshas Hazinu. That's Nachum Ish Gamzu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rabbi Akiva, when he was in the midst of dying, and they pulled him out to be killed, when they started combing off his flesh, and he started saying Kriya Shema, the Talmidim asked him, "Rebbe, Ad Kan, even now you're going to do that?" And he said, "Kol Yomai, Hayisi Mitzdar Al Apostle Gazet. Kol Yomai, all of my days I was Mitzdar." He understood Kol, that everything was Latova, there's nothing bad. Kol the Ovid, Rahman Latav Ovid, there's nothing bad in the world out there, it's all Latova. If we saw it through his, capital H, lenses, through Hashem's lenses, then we would fully understand. But everything is good. There is nothing bad whatsoever. To be on that level, the level of Rabbi Akiva, to see that everything is good, maybe now we can understand why we have something like Sfira. Because even when having one's flesh combed off, after failing to bring about the proper Mashiach, Bar Kokhba, who was just killed, after he lost 24,000 of the greatest men in Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara Yevam, Salch Beis Mabeis, that's when Rabbi Akiva could say, Kol Dev Rachman Ola Tav Ovid. Imagine that. 24,000 of the greatest men in Klal Yisrael were all your Talmidim. And you're saying everything is good. Kol Dev Rachman Ola Tav Ovid. Who could laugh when a tummy animal like a fox makes it dead in the Korban of Bayis Sheni, like at the end of Makos? Who could take in the Chachamim of the generation for the Seder, when nobody felt free, and make them feel that they were so free that they had no idea what time it was in the Agadah, until people had to come down and tell them what time it was? And they went to Bnei Brak for a reason. They didn't go to Rabbi Eliezer, who lived in Lod. They didn't go to Rabbi Yeshua, who lived at Bekiyan. They didn't go to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who seemed to live in Sipori. They didn't go to them. They went to Bnei Brak to go to Rabbi Akiva. Who could start all over and create Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, the Mishnayos, the Braisos, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? But the Gemara Sanhedrin Taz Zayin says, who could sit at his two sons' funerals and thank everyone for coming out, not in his honor, but in the honor of the Torah? His two sons passed away during his lifetime, Moed Kut and Chapal of Mabez. Who could convince his Rebbe, Rebbe Yeshua, to be Mechawel Yom Kippur that came out according to his cheshbon, so as not to start a massive fight in Klal Yisrael, as it says in Rosh Hashanah Chapeh? No one but Rebbe Akiva was able to do so, because Rebbe Akiva was able to see how everything is good. Things don't always go according to plan. In fact, they rarely do. Rabos machshavos blavish va'atzas Hashem yisakum. And that's okay. What we say every morning is that we have plans, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do what he needs to do. The key is to limit how bad it is, to look at it. Maybe we won't be on the level of Rabbi Akiva and say that everything is good, but to at least be on the level of Gamzu Latova, to concentrate and know what you need to do in this situation to make things look better. I hate to say it's not a problem, it's an opportunity for growth, but really that is the truth, because Tsar is only in this world in order to improve from it and become greater because of it. Take this to the next level, see where it goes and see what you can do with it, because you can become great if you utilize this properly.